Hey, welcome to Intentional Living on this very special Thanksgiving Day across the United States today as we remember and we give thanks. This is my favorite, right along with Christmas, but yeah, I think even more so because of just the quietness of the focus of giving thanks to God and to all that we've been blessed with. So come on in. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and I'm here with you on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll be together as a family today as well. I don't know about the traditions in your home, but turkey is always sort of a tradition. Seems to me one year Donna tried to do a ham. She tried to pull a ham off on us, and I'm not sure that worked. And so, but turkey is tradition. Why is it? You know, I hate to be a turkey this time of year, but, you know, turkey and football and family getting together and all the fun things we do. But I hope in the midst of this that we will really focus on the true meaning of Thanksgiving that was established many years ago for us to give thanks to the Lord. And there was a verse that, in fact, I shared with you all, I think, a year ago on about this time from 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8, that really lays out for us three things that are important about this this attitude of Thanksgiving. It says, give thanks to the Lord. That's one thing. Call on his name. You know, when was the last time you just called on his name? I, throughout the day, catch myself saying, Lord, help me today. Lord, you know, give me some direction in this area of my life today. And then third, to make known among the nations what he has done. And boy, there's a responsibility that we not only take it in, but we give it out. And I think 1 Chronicles 16:8 is a good reminder of that. Well, today on the program, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to just share some, we've got a lot of testimonies of thankfulness. If you want to share one and you want to leave it on our storyline, give us a call at 888-888-1717. And then just a little bit later in the program today, Steve Tanner, our senior producer, is going to be talking with Christian recording artist and worship leader Tim Timmons. And, you know, Tim has been living with cancer for over 10 years. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you've been through a loss in your life, a tragedy, a difficult time. But Tim remains very, very thankful. And I think on a Thanksgiving today, day, this would be a good time to just hear his story and what God has done in his life. So he's coming up a little bit later on as well. Join the discussion on Facebook. We've got folks there sharing what they're thankful for today. As you go to theintentionallife.com, we have articles and help for you as well. So you ready to go? Let's get into it today on this Thanksgiving Day, giving thanks to the Lord together as we remember God's goodness.
I'm a blessed brother in the Lord that appreciates God because he keeps me going in spite of the post-polio syndrome that I'm experiencing the latter years of my life. And he's just always faithful and true and provides for my every need. He turned me around in 1972.
I just wanted to say I'm thankful for my husband. He was born on Thanksgiving, and I really feel that when he was born, God had me in mind. So I had, you know, because it's just the greatest blessing in my life.
What am I thankful for? The love of God. Foremost and through my heart, the love of God. And then the next thing would be my family.
Oh, everything. Everything. My life now is richer and fuller than I thought it ever would be, and it's because of just totally dying to self and just totally submitting to the Lord and just asking him, you know, like the Bible says, just, you know, use me and send me. And he has just made my life so fulfilled and so rich, and I am just so content.
Why is it we feel better when we hear testimonies like that? Why is it we feel better when we hear someone else giving thanks? I think there's something that happens in our brains, to our chemistry, to our spirit, to everything. Have you ever noticed when you change your mind, you change your attitude in the midst of some problem, you start to feel different? There's an attitude of thankfulness. And the psalmist, Psalm 107:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Now, that's a truth. But it starts by giving thanks to the Lord. So whenever we stop, and this is a great day to do it, and by the way, tomorrow would be a great day and every day of the year, but to stop and give thanks to the Lord. Can I give you a challenge of one thing for the next 30 days between now and maybe the end of the year? Over this next month, just decide every day when you get in the car to go to that first appointment, whatever it is, taking the kids off to school or going to work, whatever it is, I just choose as you start to drive down the road, I give thanks to you, Lord, today, for you are good. Try that for the next 30 days and see if it doesn't change your heart and your attitude.
Hi, I'm Larry Hookman with an intentional word for grandparents. Thanksgiving and family time go hand in hand, and as godly grandparents, Thanksgiving provides a unique time for us to bring God into our family get-togethers. Here are two options for you to consider this Thanksgiving. The first is to have each family member not only share what they are thankful for, but also to whom they are thankful. Being thankful for something emphasizes what we have. But when we think about whom we are thankful to, the focus shifts to someone other than ourselves. Many may be thankful to family members or other significant people in their lives, but also many will recognize their thankfulness to God. Option two. As you lead your family during Thanksgiving, have them be specific as they share what they're thankful for. Using Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 as your model, have them share their thankfulness specifically regarding something God has done for them in their lives during the previous year. As godly grandparents, what a privilege we have to lead our families in Thanksgiving to our Almighty God and for what He has done. And what a blessing it will be for you to hear what they share. Remember, have your family identify to whom they are thankful and or have them share thankfulness for what God has done in their lives. Have a happy and God-filled Thanksgiving. For Intentional Living, this is Larry Hookman.
I'm thankful for the faithfulness of God. Back in July, my husband left me and our three boys. And I've been a stay-at-home mom, and so I didn't have any income, and he just left us with pretty much nothing. And just through the faithfulness of God, my children have yet to go hungry and have yet to go to school naked. So they've been provided with everything. My cupboards are overflowing with people from church have brought me everything I need. And there was a woman at church this last week that I barely know that just came up to me and said, God has placed you heavy on my heart. Here, happy Thanksgiving. And she gave me a gift card to go to Walmart and get what I needed. And just love offerings have come into the church anonymously for me. And my bills are all paid. And I have somewhere to live. And He just provided above and beyond what I even need. So I'm just very thankful for that.
You know, that's just downright humbling. Because I complain when the stoplight takes too long to change, right? And she's thankful that, hey, we've got food in the, you know, in the pantry and got a place to live and someone bringing us food. Wow. That, you know, we're talking about a perspective today. There are people on this planet, folks. You and I are wealthy, rich, above and beyond whatever we can imagine or think. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's a great reminder for us today. Coming up in a few minutes, Tim Timmons is going to be joining Steve Tanner, who's our senior producer here. They talked together about what his journey has been with cancer for over 10 years and how he's thankful what God has done. And I think it'll be a great encouragement to you. That's coming up in just a few minutes on this Thanksgiving Day from Intentional Living Center.
Happened in the pharmacy on Saturday. The pharmacist knows me and through thick and thin and for years. And he said to me, well, how are you, Suzanne? And without even reservation, I just looked at him and I said, I am blessed and highly favored. And he looked at me and there was an audience not knowing that was listening. And I said, because it's down to this, Daryl. I have food, I have clothing, I have shelter, and I have transportation. And to have all of that, I have a job. And for that, I'm thankful.
Oh, I'm thankful for everything that God provides. The wife He gave me, my family, everything.
I'm thankful for the peace that God has given me. I have just a trying family situation that my husband and I are dealing with today. And the Lord has just really given us peace through this, and we're just trusting Him that He's going to, you know, keep providing that peace and, you know, throughout our family.
Well, and, you know, that's a very natural and important prayer request. Whatever circumstances you're facing, you hear these stories, and you may say, yeah, you know, I've got a job, and I've got food and a family, but I'm been diagnosed with an illness. Maybe there's been a death in the family in the last year. Any number of things. And you say, you know, that I understand as a Christian I'm supposed to be thankful, but I don't feel thankful today. And I think, again, sometimes we feel it and sometimes we don't. But it's still an attitude. Because the scriptures that we've shared, it says give thanks anyway. You know, trust God anyway. And that is really what it means to be intentional. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18, verse 18, he says, give thanks in all circumstances. And then he says something, comma, and then he says something that we don't always like. For this is God's will for you. I mean, now, admittedly, sometimes we do stupid things, and it is because of our own doing that we're, you know, we're in a circumstance. But maybe you are walking in God's will for your life, and you are praying, and you're staying close to Him, and you're trusting Him, and yet life feels like it's throwing you a big curveball. Give thanks anyway. Give thanks anyway. So my message today for all of us, no matter what circumstance we're in, no matter where we live, what we're facing, at least today, just have a nation of thankfulness. And for Christians to be thankful to the giver of all good things, God, today. Well, you know, Steve Tanner, who's our senior producer of Intentional Living, had an opportunity to talk with a man who lives out his thankfulness every day. You may know his name. His name is Tim Timmons. He's a Christian artist, songwriter, and worship leader, and a man living intentionally thankful, even though he has some pretty steep obstacles that he's facing in his life. So I want to throw it over to Steve as he talks to Tim and maybe be an encouragement to you today. Steve?
Thanks, Dr. Randy. Yeah, I'm here with Tim Timmons, a very interesting guy who's really has a story that fits right into a Thanksgiving Day program. So I'm looking forward to hearing a little more about Tim's story. Tim's a recording artist. He's a writer. He's a worship leader. Tim has...
Dancer. Nobody ever says dancer.
Dancer. All right.
No,
that's cool.
I'm a terrible dancer. I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Well, then there's a reason why they never say dancer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So did they say mural artist?
Nope, I'm not that good at stick
figures. Or highway
figures.
Graffiti artist. Did they say that either?
Well, that's an old life.
Okay,
old
right. life. Okay, we won't go there.
Yeah.
But Tim Timmons, you may have heard him on the radio. I know Family Life Radio is playing his music. A lot of other stations are playing your music, and a lot of people have been blessed by it. And you've been a worship leader for quite a while.
Yeah.
But your story includes so much more than just music. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit here in the context of intentional living.
Yeah.
About a journey that you're going through that is separate and distinct from in some ways, but I'm sure it's totally wrapped up in your music, and that is something you've been facing for quite some time now. Tell us a little bit about where you're at in your journey.
Yeah, well, I think you're talking about the fact that I had twins.
You're the first male ever. Yeah, that was it. Okay.
No. Okay, so, but I do really have twins, by the way. We have a 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and then we had a surprise pregnancy, and they happen to be twins. My last name is Timmons. We call them the Twimmons, and they feel like 20 kids. So,
nice.
But I think what you're probably referring to is it was now 14 years ago that I was given 5 years to live. And
wait a second.
Yeah, that
doesn't
math.
That doesn't compute.
Do that math. It's pretty great math.
Yeah.
And so, I woke up today. I mean.
Yeah.
I know that was dead air right there.
No,
but I
get you.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now, you can raise your right hand, just not if you're driving. But you could literally say, I woke up today.
Mm.
And I don't know why I woke up today. It's not because I'm super awesome or I've been a really great religious guy. It's just because, I don't know, Jesus woke me up today. For some reason, you woke up today. And talk about intentional living. I think the greatest gift of being diagnosed with an incurable cancer, I wrote a blog about this called The Gift of Cancer is Perspective.
Hmm.
I woke up today.
You woke
up today. I mean, it's the gift. If whatever you're going through right now, and if you're not going through something tough right now, my dad always says, wait a week, it's coming.
Hmm.
But we have the opportunity to either lean into with the right perspective and seeing Jesus in the midst of all these things and actually at work in the midst of all these things, or we can say, why'd you do this to me? And, you know, we've all probably gone both ways, but I'm living this way and it's way more fun.
Well, so how do you do that? I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, I can choose this or I can choose that. So once I choose the other, once I choose to see Jesus in this, once I choose to celebrate the fact that I woke up today.
Yeah.
Unpack that. I mean, how does that practically work out in your life, and how can I learn from that?
Yeah, well, I don't know how you can learn from it, but here's my story. Cancer is not my story, number one. What a terrible story. If cancer is my story, whatever you're walking through this life with, that is not who you are, nor is it your story. It's the perspective through these things that is our story. And I think in the beginning of this whole journey, and you know, recently they said that I've got 4 tumors still and that it's wearing out my heart. That's what they say. But I woke up today. Hmm. In the beginning, I had to really come to terms with this. Is God God or is he not? And then is he good or is he not? And then whatever my response, whatever my answers are, what's my response? And really the idea of, you know, there's a song on this new record called You Are Good. And the chorus says, I'll praise you, not that I have to, not that I ought to, but that I may. Mm. Like I woke up today. We woke up today. Whether stuff goes wrong in my day or not today, God is still God and I'm not. And he's either good or he's not. So my circumstance, our circumstance, your circumstance cannot dictate the goodness or divinity of God. And that's just, it's just kind of like been this amazing base for me as that then I walk through and say, okay, then I'm actually going to be found living as though you're real and that you're actually at work in the stuff of my life.
Steve Tanner here for Intentional Living. Dr. Randy giving me custody of the microphone here for just a couple of minutes to speak with Tim Timmons, and it's my pleasure to do so. By the way, you can find out more about Tim and his music and his ministry, as well as the extended version of this interview when you go to our highlights page, our web highlights page at theintentionallife.com. And we'll get back to more with Tim Timmons coming up in just a moment. But before we get to talking again with Tim Timmons here in just a couple of minutes, let's hear a bit of your song, Awake My Soul. It's from Tim Timmons, and this is Intentional Living.
A lot of us pray. We pray hard with promises made when times are dark. But few are remembered. Few are surrendered. The anthem rings in spite of us. And war and peace inviting us to listen to the sound now of the kingdom calling.
That's Tim Timmons with a little bit from the title track of his new project. It's called Awake Our Souls. And what a cool thing it is to celebrate our thankfulness to the one who does awaken our very soul. And that would be the Lord our God. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome back to Intentional Living. I'm Steve Tanner and want to thank Dr. Randy for allowing me custody of the microphone here for a little bit to continue my conversation with Tim Timmons. And by the way, the extended full version of this conversation is available at our website at theintentionallife.com. Click to today's highlights page and you'll find the interview and the links to get to more information about Tim Timmons is all there as well. So check it out, theintentionallife.com. And again, Tim, thank you so much for being here with us today. You know, you're an artist and you got this new project, Awake Our Souls. We just played a little bit of that. But you're also a worship leader and you've been doing that for many years. What's a worship leader?
I am a worshiper. I am somebody who in the 80 minutes that I gather with the church, I'm a worshiper. In the next 10,000 minutes until I gather again, I'm a worshiper. And then I happen to also be a leader. So I think my role is to listen to Jesus and thank him because he is good no matter what in any circumstance. And then my job, I think, is to help other people and invite other people to own their response to Jesus.
Yeah, talk about that, owning their response. I saw that when I was reading some of the things that you've written about, you know, kind of the way you approach ministry and such.
Yeah.
Helping others own their response. I love that. Unpack that. What does that mean?
Well, think about it. What did Jesus do? I mean, nobody's ever asked me the question, how did Jesus lead worship? Nobody says that. We go, how did Chris Tomlin, and I love Chris Tomlin. He's amazing. But nobody asks, how did Jesus lead worship? How would he, if you're on a plane with somebody? How would he when he's on the road with somebody? And I started just going through all the stories of Jesus and looking to see how did he actually lead worship, which is helping people own their response to him. So the woman at the well, he invites her into her own story and loves her well. And then, but really, asks her great questions and then says, okay, at the end of this, hey, now respond. Own your response to me. Instead of him just saying, hey, I'm God.
Deal with
Follow
it.
Follow me. Deal with it. I mean, he really like invited her into her own story and then said, okay, now through your own life lens, own your response. The rich young ruler, he says, gives, you know, he asks some great questions and invites him into his own story and then says, okay, now own your response to me. And I really think as a worship leader, as I'm leading songs, as we're singing, my job isn't to actually lead songs. Songs are just the vehicle. And so I think I use a ton of questions in my concerts and even in my songs, I use questions. Because I think if we don't own our response to Jesus, then we're just a part of a silly religion that is completely powerless. I mean, what if the fullness of God was in you? I mean, what? So apparently, according to Jesus, that's true. According to the whole New Testament, that's true. The fullness of God is in you. Hmm. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. So what if it's true? I mean, there's a question for you. What if it's actually true? And everybody always says, it is true. I go, I know, but what if we lived as though that was actually true? That it's not, you are not the king of your kingdom today. You are not the queen of your queendom today. Apparently, seek first the kingdom of God, and that's how we find actually all the fruit of the Spirit, is when we're actually seeking first the kingdom of God. And so for me, what's it look like? I mean, just everybody, real, one last exercise. When was the last time you got frustrated? I mean, just think of the last time right now that you got frustrated with somebody. Think about it. When did you get frustrated? Okay, whose kingdom or queendom was threatened in that moment? I mean, my bet is it was yours. It was for surely mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the goal is not to seek first my kingdom. It's to seek first the kingdom of God. And my kingdom is dumb. So we surrender our kingdoms. Jesus, would you let our kingdoms and our queendoms fall so yours alone will be the only one standing at the end of the day? So what if it's true? That's my question for you. What if we lived as though the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lived inside of you today?
Love it. Tim Timmons, Awake Our Souls is the project. Tim Timmons, thank you so much for your story, your life, your passion, for inspiring me, inspiring us, and visiting with us here in the studio today. Awesome. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
I'm thankful for 2 Corinthians 12:9. His power is perfect in my weakness. And this time last year, we were blessed with two sons, and unfortunately, one was a prodigal son. And I had to lay that burden at the foot of the cross. And I can say today, with God's blessing, that we have a relationship. It's not the relationship that I continue to pray for, but it is a relationship, and I just know that God will bring you through anything that comes before you.
I am thankful for my salvation and my family and my Christian family.
I am extremely thankful not only for Jesus, but for the life that I have. I think of the life that I could have had, and it would have been disastrous. But the life that I have and the loving family that I have, a husband that we have stuck with each other through thick and thin. We've lost family members, we've lost a son, and we just hang together.
Mm. Wow. That's a key, staying together. You know, this is an opportunity to sit around the family table today, and there may be unresolved issues, there may be feelings, and sometimes we bring all that to a family gathering. What if today, just an opportunity to reach out to one family member, maybe in the quietness when you're alone, just to speak a word of encouragement into their life? Can I challenge you to do that one thing? Maybe someone that you've never really connected with in the family as much as you'd like, just to go up to them and say, you know, I'm thankful that you're in my life. I'm thankful that we're part of this family. I'm thankful for what God is doing in my life and pray that God will do something special in your life as well. You know, I was looking here at the proclamation that Abraham Lincoln did when he, in the Proclamation of Thanksgiving in 1863. And it's all about God's goodness, and it talks about the fact that we are a nation under God. Here in the middle of the Civil War, he chooses to give thanks. And he says in here, as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people, everybody together. Can you imagine today with all that's going on that divides us and pulls us apart as people? I don't even have to articulate that. You've seen it on the news last night. You read it in the newspaper. I mean, how we're being pulled apart on all sorts of different levels, that we as a people would give thanks to the God of creation. And it begins in our own home. And I hope that'll be an attitude in your own life today. I think of Psalm 7:17, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. There's something you and I can do today to be very intentional. You know, if you have a testimony of thankfulness today and you want to share it, you've got to get it off your heart. Share it with us on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
I'm just calling to say how thankful I am because my son has a very rare type of epilepsy called Landau Kleffner syndrome. And I'm hoping this little testimony will give other people hope. I gave up everything. I was a producer, production manager in New York City, and we just gave up everything and went on a trek to try and find this type of medicine that the insurance company wouldn't give for my son. They said that it wouldn't work, and they said that my son would never talk again. He would never be able to walk and anything. Anyway, to make a long story short, we went down to a doctor in Albany, Georgia, and he took the chance on my son. I'm sorry for choking up, and gave him this infusion of hemoglobin. And my son now is talking. He's still really far behind, but he's talking and he's walking, and that's because of the grace of God. And we just want to thank him for my wife and myself. We just all want to just thank God. And we remember every day we see my son talking and speaking and laughing, we know that it's nothing but God, because the doctors still are amazed that he's talking and walking, and they're doing tests on him because they want to help other kids through him. And I know that's only through the grace of God.
You can hear a tenderness in a dad's heart and turning to give thanks to God for his goodness. You know, we think about life in a day like today. We enjoy the family and the food and festivities and so on. But we're right back at it again tomorrow, and, you know, and we continue on. And you and I realize there's not a lot in life that we really do control. So today, to give thanks to the God who is in control, it's like William Jennings Bryan, who said, on Thanksgiving Day, we acknowledge our dependence. I like that, because really, this isn't independence, you know, in terms of our own independence, about our dependence on God. And we give thanks to him. It's a reminder that he's ultimately in charge. He is the God of the universe. And that's our message today. We said tomorrow's coming, sometimes called Black Friday, right? Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about finances and one thing you can do to be intentional. Are you ready? We'll talk about it then. Come and join us here at Intentional Living.